Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869.
We're still here. Christina's still here. She hasn't walked out yet.
I'm still here.
And that's good. And, you know, we're thinking about the pride factor. I look back in my life when food stamps were food stamps. And people would be online in a store, and they would have to hand in stamps. And it was a little bit, if you look back on it, embarrassing probably to some people.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be. But the way it was done in such a way that, you know, here you are.
Drew attention
you need
to them.
Food stamps. You know, and the whole world is watching you go through this line. And unfortunately, there are people who are a little arrogant in their attitude, and they will look down on somebody who needs food stamps, hoping that it's not, someday it could be them, they don't know. But anyhow, the point being, what we were talking about is
right, there should
you know,
be
to
take no embarrassment coming to Project Warmth. Anybody can find themselves in an emergency situation. Last year with the government furlough, we had quite a few families who, you know, you live paycheck to paycheck, and not having that paycheck for 4 weeks when they were on furlough became an emergency situation for a normally middle-class family. So emergencies can happen to anyone at any time.
Well, and you said the words normally middle-class families. That's a little bit different on Long Island right now than it used to be.
Yes.
You know, normally middle-class is what? You know, it's not easy to be normally middle class.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, the ALICE report that United Way of New York State put out, that's the Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed, ALICE is much easier to say. They came out with that for Nassau County residents, it takes $90,000 just to meet the basic needs.
I know. When so I saw it, I was looking over the
materialist.
It's,
is that gross dollars?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's an incredibly high cost of living.
And especially if you're a senior, too.
Of course.
Right. So, you know, we really want to instill in the seniors that there should not be a pride factor. Don't go without your medication or food or a basic need when there's a program out there. All they have to do is dial 211 7 days a week from 9 to 5 to be directed to a local intake site. And it's really, the process is very simple.
And now, I know you said the season starts on December 16th.
Yes.
Is there an end point?
We stay open until we exhaust all the funds.
Okay.
So we don't have an exact end date. It is normally somewhere around mid-March, sometimes early March, sometimes later. So it really depends on how quickly we utilize the funds that we've raised. Because they are all private donated dollars. It's no governmental funding through this program.
That also is important to note that the funds raised for Project Warmth, people care so much about this program that they are willing to put in money out of their own pocket to support other Long Islanders in need. And I think that speaks volumes to really humanity and how much that people really do want to support
the generosity of our neighbors.
Yeah, no, and these are the certainly the important community-based programs. You know, we're always fortunate, we say on the show, to have people on that we could showcase that there's a program out there that can really help you.
Could we elaborate a little bit on this 211? Like in North Hempstead, 311 is a phone number that you can call for anything, basically. Mm-hmm. And what, during the break, we talked about 211.
Right.
Know, it's so more than one.
Absolutely. Project Warmth is only available through the 211 during the season that we're open. So people will only be able to be directed to a program intake site beginning on December 16th. However, 211 is open all year long, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And it is a database that was created that encompasses not just the United Way programs or the agencies that we fund, but any not-for-profit across Long Island. So there are over 10,000 program listings in our database, and the school's call specialists are trained to help direct you to the services that you need. So it's any type of health and human service that you could possibly think of, from elder care to child care to medical emergencies to heating emergencies, housing emergencies.
And there's also a website component.
There is a website component. If somebody feels they want to do their own search, they can go
on
to the website.
And stuff.
And absolutely. And a lot of our caseworkers use it also.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, the website, if you're looking for the website, is 211longisland.com. And so 211, it's a information referral helpline, and it's to connect people to that assistance. Trish mentioned just a few of the services, but some of the other resources that are available through 211 Long Island, food assistance, legal services. If you need resources for mental health and substance abuse, if not yourself, maybe it's someone you know. Emergency shelter, any recreational opportunities. If you're looking for an adult education course, maybe you got some time to kill and you want to keep learning. Wonderful. 211 Long Island is a great resource for that. It's either a call away at 211. Or you can visit us online. And if you forget all of this, you can always go to unitedwayli.org, and all the information about Project Warmth as well as 211 are on the United Way of Long Island website.
Do you always get a human being, I would assume?
Yes.
Which is a great thing because, yes.
24/7.
Oh, it's a luxury, right?
Yeah.
Well, it is
24/7. It's, yes, it's,
you know,
it's,
I don't have to hit
14 it's not, you're not speaking to a computer. You are speaking to a live person.
No, it's true.
That's the most frustrating thing there is. I mean, a lot of places nowadays, you call, hit one, hit four, hit whatever, and then you hear music, and then you finally hang up.
Right. Now, you will speak to a live call specialist anytime you call 211.
Yeah, I mean, they really have to be trained, and they have to be good listeners.
They are certified call specialists.
Yeah, they have to listen to what.
Absolutely, they go through trainings. They're certified call specialists, so they are really trained in how to direct your call.
The other great thing about the call specialist and the call center is that it's multilingual. So if you're a Spanish speaker, there are trained Spanish speaking specialists on staff, as well as a translation service that can translate up to 200 languages.
Oh, that's great.
So that's a really great asset to have at our fingertips.
Now, they do not have 200 different people around who speak these languages.
It's a translation service. But most people who call do speak English or Spanish.
Right, right. Okay.
Wow, that's really wonderful. Now, we always love on the show, which we have to get into before we run out of time. How did the two of you, who clearly know so much about this program and are invested, and we haven't, you know, we always say that we get these guests on who really are passionate about the program they're working for. So how did the two of you get involved in United Way?
So I have a little bit of an interesting story. I started working for United Way back in the 90s. I worked there for about 9 years. A friend of mine worked there, said how wonderful it was, and I always enjoyed helping people, so it was a great fit for me. I left United Way in 1999 to raise my children, so it's a big joke. I took a 13-year maternity leave, and when my children were old enough to be left on their own, I called United Way to see if there was an opening because I enjoyed what they do so much. So to leave my children, I wanted to go back and do something I was passionate about.
Yeah, well, you certainly could.
So
see
I've been
that.
Back now for seven, going
back.
On 7
there
years
go.
Again.
And now you're making an impact on a community.
Yes.
That's right. I like that.
With the community impact program.
Yeah,
well, I started with United Way just over a year ago. I'm still fairly new to the team, but I really love it. And my background is actually from the arts sector. But I've always worked in nonprofit, and I've been a permanent resident of Long Island for a little over 4 years now, and you know, I love getting steeped into my community, and what better way to do that than to work for an organization that does so much to give back and really make an impact truly on the lives of Long Islanders.
Where did you live before?
I was in New York City. I lived in Brooklyn, but before that, I was in Boston and originally from Rhode Island.
Oh, really? Okay.
The other island.
Yeah.
I went from one to the other. So, but I love it here, and it's my home, and it's a great place to be.
You should have bought some houses while you were in Brooklyn.
I should have.
Yeah. I could have bought half of Brooklyn.
I got priced out of there.
Now you can't buy one house in Brooklyn.
I know.
It's gone quite a long ways.
Well, listen, I obviously, you know, you guys are so knowledgeable about this program. And I really want to stress to people, if there's one thing, is to not be afraid to call. There are things out there that can really help you, you know. And as we said, there are emergencies come up and your life can be going one way. And we all know that a curveball can be thrown at you at any point. and the fact that you can just call 211, you know, and be connected.
Right, and let me just point out also, you can dial 211 directly if you're on in the region. If you're on in the 516 or 631 area code, dialing 211 will connect you directly. If you are outside of that, or if you're using a cell phone that may bounce off a tower that is not in the Long Island region, you will need to dial directly. And the number to call is 888-774-7633.
And just to...
I'm sorry, 77...
774-7633. And that's 888.
Okay.
So it is a toll-free number.
Question. I'm sorry. This takes effect December the 16th.
Correct. But 211 is open 24/7
all year long.
Here's what
I'm asking. Like in the summertime now, all of a sudden, it's 98 degrees out, and you can't pay your electric bill. Is there anything connected to that? Not that program.
No, this is an emergency heating program.
Right.
During those seasons, you would call 211, and there are some programs out there that are for other utility assistance.
Okay.
So like the Emergency Food and Shelter Program that is administered through United Way, it's a federal program, but that is for utility and housing assistance, food, shelter. It's Emergency Food and Shelter Program.
So somebody calls 211, says, I'm really stressed here, I can't pay my electric bill.
Right,
somebody,
and then they would be referred to another program.
Right.
And again, like I said, it may not even be a United Way program that they're referring you to,
right,
because they have over 10,000 different programs. They're not all affiliated
right
with United Way. And that's the beauty of 211. Any not-for-profit that has programs to offer can list themselves into 211, and we try to promote that also. We want everybody to be listed in that 211 database.
So 211 is not necessarily United Way's... No.
It's not as specific
it's
to United
run
Way.
Run by another...
No, we helped create the one that is in our region,
right,
but it is open to any not-for-profit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
good
really
to know.
No,
the hospitals are listed in there also, any programs that they have. And there's also volunteer services available.
We are getting the high sign here again, which I'm not good at the high sign. But anyhow, the point being, we are nearing the end of this segment of our show. We want to thank Trish and Susan. It's been very informative. And,
yeah, essentially,
thank you
call 211 December 16th if you are, you know, in need of this.
Right. You could probably call ahead of time, I think.
Well, not for Project Warmth, but you can call for any other needs that you may have.
Well, I might give you a little guidance, and then you can call. I don't want to get you in
trouble.
The
listing will open on the 211 site as of December 16th.
I see.
The call specialist will have
access. December 16th, which is like 9 days away.
Thank you for having us.
Roughly. And that's
thank you.
Thank you.